From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the White House denies reports that the U.S. has formally asked Iran to extend their ceasefire, while Washington claims negotiations to end the war are ongoing. The government authorizes a domestic autonomous driving company to provide paid cargo transportation services. And education authorities find the latest test of proficiency in Korean answers were leaked ahead of the examination. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The White House is denying reports that the U.S. has formally asked Iran to extend their ceasefire, which remains in place only until Tuesday next week. But as South Korea and other countries around the world work to free ships stranded in the Strait of Hormuz, Washington claims negotiations to end the Iran war are ongoing, and that more talks are likely to take place in Islamabad soon. Kim Bum-soo has the latest on the conflict.
Would those talks be in Islamabad, or where would they be the next round?
They would very likely be in the same place as they were last time, yes.
The White House says Islamabad is the most likely location for future negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. That's according to White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt on Wednesday.
The Pakistanis have been incredible mediators throughout this process, and we really appreciate their friendship and their efforts to bring this deal to a close.
She also said the U.S. has not formally requested an extension of the ceasefire with Iran.
I saw some reporting, again, bad reporting this morning, that we had formally requested an extension of the ceasefire. That is not true at this moment. We remain very much engaged in these negotiations, in these talks. You heard from the Vice President directly and the President this week, that these conversations are productive and ongoing, and that's where we are right now.
While the fragile ceasefire continues until Tuesday next week, U.S. President Donald Trump said in a Truth Social post Wednesday that China has agreed not to send weapons to Iran and is very happy with U.S. efforts to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Citing a source briefed by Tehran, Reuters reported that Iran might consider allowing ships to sail freely through the Omani side of the strategic waterway, depending on the outcome of negotiations with the U.S. The war in the Middle East has left some 2,000 vessels stranded in the strait, including 26 South Korean ships. Amid the prolonging Middle East conflict, South Korean Foreign Minister Cho Hyun called on his Brazilian and Mexican counterparts to step up cooperation on energy supply chains. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
South Korea is positively considering joining talks led by France and the United Kingdom on navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. A senior official at the presidential office of Cheongwade on Thursday told reporters on the condition of anonymity that President Lee Jae-myung is positively reviewing the possibility of attending the virtual gathering to be hosted by French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer late Friday, Korea Standard Time. The top office said the talks aim to ensure free and safe passage through the waterway, which has been blocked for 7 weeks, disrupting international shipping routes and global trade. He is preparing a message addressing energy supply chains, South Korea's position regarding the Middle East conflict, and the importance of international solidarity to ensure free passage through the crucial shipping route, the official said. The meeting will likely involve leaders from up to 80 nations and international organizations. The cost of flying is climbing fast as fuel surcharges on international flight tickets have hit a record high. Passengers flying from Korea to the U.S. or Europe will now pay over 1 million won in surcharges alone on a round trip. According to aviation industry sources on Thursday, the mean of Platt Singapore, the standard for fuel surcharges, soared to $214.71 per barrel between March 16th and April 15th, up by a record 15 notches to the highest level on the 33-point scale. Airlines have announced they will sharply raise fuel surcharges on tickets issued next month. Flagship carrier Korean Air stated that it will apply a one-way surcharge of between 75,000 won and 564,000 won starting next month, depending on the route, 5 times higher compared to March. The government has authorized a domestic autonomous driving company to provide paid cargo transportation services for the first time. The Transportation Ministry announced Thursday that starting in June, RideFlux will operate a 25-ton truck on a 112-kilometer section of the Chungbu Expressway, linking the Seoul Integrated Freight Terminal in Songpa with Lotte Global Logistics Terminal in North Chungcheong Province. The truck will travel at 90 kilometers per hour three times on weekdays between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. The company plans to expand its services to Jeonju, North Jeolla Province, the eastern coastal city of Gangneung, and Daegu within the year. A test driver will sit in the driver's seat for safety during the first phase of the service, then move to the passenger side in the second phase next year. Complete unmanned delivery is set to begin in the third phase. Education authorities have found that answers to the latest test of proficiency in Korean, or TOEIC, were leaked ahead of the examination. According to the Education Ministry and the National Institute for International Education on Thursday, a proctor monitoring the 105th TOEIC held in South Korea on Sunday caught a student peeking at a note believed to have the answers. The student is said to have acquired the answers via social media by taking advantage of the fact that the exam is held at different times in different countries and that the test questions are similar across continents. The 105th TOEIC was held in the U.S. and Europe before the exam in South Korea. The ministry and the National Institute for International Education said they will devise measures to boost the fairness of the exam and apply them immediately starting in July. The government will invest more than 3.4 trillion won, or roughly 2.3 billion U.S. dollars this year, on technological developments in three strategic areas to combat climate change. The amount is up 14.1% from a year earlier. The Ministry of Science and ICT announced the investment Thursday as part of its 2026 Climate Change Response Technology Development Implementation Plan. Under the plan, the government will aim to cut greenhouse gas emissions by expanding investment in carbon-free energy technology and broadening demonstration projects at industrial sites. A memorial ceremony was held aboard a vessel in waters off Jindo, South Jeolla Province on Thursday to mark the 12th anniversary of the 2014 Sewol ferry disaster, which killed 304 people. About 60 people, including bereaved families and officials from a related foundation, attended the ceremony, which featured a moment of silence, memorial remarks, a roll call of the victims' names, and a symbolic circling of the disaster site. The families then attended a separate memorial event at Mokpo Newport, where the salvaged Sewol ferry is docked. Bereaved families from the 2022 Itaewon crowd crush and the 2024 Jeju Air disaster also attended the Mokpo event, delivering messages of solidarity, and a memorial video was screened. Additional commemorative events took place in Ansan, Gyeonggi Province, and at the Sewol Remembrance Space in front of the Seoul Metropolitan Council. The number of foreign visitors reached an all-time high for the first quarter after K-pop sensation BTS's comeback performance in Seoul's Gwanghwamun area last month. Data from the Ministry of Culture, Sports and Tourism showed on Thursday that a record 4.76 million foreigners visited the country between January and March, up 23% from the same period a year earlier. March overseas visitors also reached a record 2.06 million. There were 1.45 million Chinese visitors during the three-month period, followed by 940,000 from Japan and 690,000 long-distance travelers from the United States and Europe. Card spending by foreign visitors jumped 23% to 3.21 trillion won, or around 2.2 billion U.S. dollars. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.